From Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Tide. Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E-I.
Yes, it's the Red Skelton Program with David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGinn, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Sunday is Mother's Day, and we all find ourselves with the problem of what we can do to show Mom, the gal, our best gal, or shall we say Mother, that we love her. Well, it is a problem. So let's see how Red Skelton, MGM's favorite comedian, Procter & Gamble's clown, handles the Mother's Day situation.
Wake up.
I'm awake. I'm awake. I just got long eyelids, is all. Must have fallen asleep here in the hammock.
I guess you did fall asleep. You never snore like that when you're awake.
Yeah.
You shouldn't fall asleep in the sun. Look how burned you are.
Huh?
My, I ain't seen your face so red since you read the Kinsey report.
Is my face red?
Take a look.
Oh. Well, I'm not too sunburned. You should have seen me last summer. I went down to the beach. Don't look for it. I went down to the beach and I got so sunburned that a lobster walked up and he said, Sam, where you been? Well, I...
You know what time it is?
No, I don't even know where it is here either.
1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Any calls?
Yeah, the Biltmore florist called.
Yeah?
Do you want to send your mother flowers on Sunday?
What for?
It's Mother's Day.
Oh, I forgot. No, I don't think I'm going to send her flowers this year. I'm going to give her something that's really worthwhile.
Well, I got to get upstairs and make the bed.
Yeah, well, do me a favor. Today, run your hand over the mattress first. Yesterday, you made up the bed, and I was still in it.
Oh, Mrs. Skelton, you better get in the house.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Fussy, that grumpy old next-door neighbor just came out.
Oh, yeah, the ump girl of Bull Run. Maybe I can sneak into the kitchen without her seeing me.
Mr. Skelton, I see you. What? In fact, I see you constantly. If you must sleep all day, you have to do it in the backyard. You're lousing up the landscape.
But Mrs. Fussy...
I have a complaint about you, Mrs. Skelton.
No.
You always try to figure a way to invade my premises, don't you?
Well,
yesterday you sprayed your rose bushes, and the bugs flew over and died in my backyard.
Well, how do you know they were my bugs?
Because they had the same stupid expression on their face. And another thing. You had your television set on last night and left all your blinds up.
Yeah?
And I got so carried away watching the wrestling matches that I nearly strangled my husband. Mr. Skelton, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you.
Well, look, I've got to go in now. I have to get my mother a Mother's Day present.
Ha ha! Now you're trying to tell me you had a mother.
Yes.
Oh, if I only could have spoken to her 40 years ago.
Well, I'm only 35.
I don't care. I'd be glad to spend 5 years talking her out of it. Give my sympathy to your mother.
Well, huh?
That poor woman going through life hoping and praying and never having any children.
What do you mean she had me?
That's a pretty weak excuse if I ever heard.
But look...
I've had headaches, sore throat, wisdom teeth, but you're the first pain in the neck that I haven't been able to get rid of. Of all the others!
Gail's mouth reminds me of a hamburger joint, open 24 hours a day. Hey, Daisy June, go see who's at the door.
Oh, all right.
Hello, Daisy June.
It's Rod O'Connor.
Well, why didn't you let him in?
You just said, see who it is. Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, see if...
see if you can find some brains to bring to work with you tomorrow.
Hi, Rod. Yeah. What's up?
Say, did you hear that Hollywood racetrack burned down?
Yeah. It's going to put about 30,000 people homeless now.
You know, they think it's a case of arson.
Well, bring it over. I drink anything.
Yeah, I understand that Joe Frisco threw away a hot tip.
Yeah, I'm sorry Daisy June didn't let you in there. She thought you were a salesman.
Well, I am. I sell Tide.
Well, you from door to door?
Well, sure, I want Tide in every home.
Yeah, well, when television gets in, boy, then it'll be in every home.
You mean the TV will eventually replace radio?
Yeah, you know, they got radio now where you hear the people, see? Now they got television where you can see them. They'll come out next with an invention where you can actually feel the people, you know? Can you imagine me and you doing some pretty bum joke, you know? Why beat around the bush? We do some rotten joke. No use beating around the bush. Somebody reaches in and says, grab that guy, will you?
Well, it's hardly worth thinking about.
Milton Berle will probably broadcast in an armored suit.
Well, do you think Milton Berle will still be around by then?
Oh, sure. He's a very young man. He's not old. Just his material makes it appear that way.
Well, you can let me stand here on the porch all day, or can I just walk in, Big Red?
Well, I don't know. Is the door wide enough, Big Blow? Now, don't start that Big Red stuff around here. Come on in.
Well, I can only stay a minute. I just wanted to hear a new number written by David Rose and sung by the Four Knights and Old Texas Deadeye. Does this machine of yours work?
It's about the only thing around here that does work. The rest of things are relative.
Oh, Texas is so big. So gosh, I'll get out big. And every native proudly smiles all the miles and miles and miles. Texas is so big. To tell about a couple down in San Antone. He rode his gal in Dallas, he was sad and lone. So he made a date for 8:30, and when he flew by jet, she couldn't wait, broke the date, and he ain't got there yet. Oh, Texas is so big. So guys, y'all get out big. Your next door neighbor lives, to say, at least 600 miles away. Texas is so big. They tell about a rancher near the Rio Grande. He raised the finest sheep and cattle in the land.
But he kept his chickens cooped up on some ground he had to spare.
A spot of land bigger than the state of Delaware. Oh, Texas is so big. Some guys y'all get out big. So big, in fact, that don't forget it's where the sun don't ever set. Texas is so big.
Whoa, boy, whoa! Yes, sir, I'm from Texas. Down there we got nothing but miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles. We got anything you want. If you don't see it, just ask for it. If we ain't got it, you didn't need it nohow. To prove the point, I'm making more conclusively, just look at any map in your geography. That's Texas in the center, and us Texans point with pride to them 47 little states you see on every side.
Oh, Texas is so big. Somebody shall get out big. Every native proudly smiles all the miles and miles and miles. That Texas is so big.
That was really good. I enjoyed every hour of that. So that's what happened to old dirty Deadeye, huh?
Well, he's not dirty anymore because he's heard about...
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
As a matter of fact, Tide not only gets clothes cleaner than any soap, but cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, Tide promises to wash your clothes cleaner than any other product that's known today. For Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, those colors actually brighten up when Tide sweeps away dulling soap film. As for sheets, towels, and shirts, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. So try Tide. Treat your whole family wash to wash day's most amazing performance. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
So that's what happened to old Dirty Deadeye, huh?
Yeah. Well, say, I was in Texas last Tuesday with my other show, you know.
Oh?
And your new picture, Neptune's Daughter, is running there.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I understand it's the first time in a long time there's been more corn on the screen than in the lobby. Hey, maybe I could have the studio to run that picture for my mother on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
How would you and Sylvia like to come over for dinner? You know, Sunday's Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not a mother.
Well, just keep breathing. Somebody will figure out what you are, yeah.
Well,
You have to think fast around here when they throw stuff at you that ain't here, you know.
Well, why do you want me to come over for dinner? So I can tidy up the dishes?
Oh, don't be silly. I'll use paper plates. And you can help me with them later. I'll stack and you erase. No, I'm kidding. I'd like to fix dinner with my own hands, you know. All but Hey, who's that? David Rose. I bet you a dollar. Come on in, Dave.
Hi, fellas.
Well, wait till you get in the door, will you? It's all right to be fast around here, but not that fast.
Hi, David. How's Betty? How did you get off your leash today, anyway?
Oh, I've been out trying to buy a Mother's Day present for Betty, but it sure is difficult.
Really?
Yeah, you're buying her a present? Well, she's not a mother.
That's what makes it so difficult. Boy, women are sure hard to understand.
Yeah, can we quote you on that?
Well, what happened? Did you and Betty have a quarrel?
Oh, no. Everything's just swell. Mm-hmm. We're just not speaking.
Well, there's a brilliant line in it. What's Betty mad about?
Oh, she's not mad. Just peeved.
Oh?
Last night I came in, I found her knitting some little booties.
Oh.
And when I asked her what it was all about, she said, it looks like we're going to have the patter of little feet around the house.
No kidding.
So I started setting the mouse traps.
Would you mind letting me see what I'm going to do here? You mean that you're going to be a father?
I don't know. Is it in my contract?
I agree with Betty. I'm not speaking to you anymore either.
Well, I better get home. Betty might be worried.
Oh, well, why don't you just call her up and tell her where you are?
Okay, it's worth a try.
Go ahead.
Now, let's see. What's our number? Oh, yeah.
Two to one, the Iron Curtain stops this call. Can you play Holiday for Strings on that thing? I think with a number that long, instead of dialing, you could just run over the house and ask her in person.
Hello. Hello, honey. This is Big Dave. Hey, honey, I'm over at Red's house, and he wants me to hang around for a while. Do you mind? Oh, swell. Goodbye, honey.
Well?
She said I could stay for 3 more minutes.
Oh. Well, you better figure out how you're going to handle all that time on your hands now.
Well, I can't hang around all day. I got to get going. Do you want to go with me, Red?
No, I got to think up something special for my mother.
Okay, I'll see you later. I got to go down and see a guy who owes me some money. Come on, David, walk downtown with me.
Okay.
I'll see you guys later. Let's try to get my mother now.
David Rose and his Tide Orchestra will play a medley from Oklahoma. Thank you.
You know, the man who said woman's work is never done must have meant dishwashing. Every few hours is a pile of dishes waiting to be done. Luckily, the doing's a lot easier and pleasanter than it used to be because Tide's here. And Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. Tide cuts grease better than any soap, too. Tide leaves no scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan. Best of all, Tide does away with cloudy film on dishes and glasses. With Tide, they rinse and dry, clear and glistening, even if you don't wipe them. And you know how important suds are in dishwashing. Well, those Tide suds come frothing up instantly, and they last amazingly, even in hardest water. As for kindness to your hands, Tide suds have that too. In fact, Tide's got everything it takes to make dishwashing easier and pleasanter than you ever dreamed it could be. Just try Tide and see.
So that's what happened to old Dirty Deadeye.
Hey, Dave, this is where that guy is who owes me $20. Let's stop in and have a Coke.
No, I gotta get. My 3 minutes are up.
Well, if it isn't Rod O'Connor.
Yeah, have you seen Willie Lump Lump?
Ain't that him over there?
Yeah, I didn't recognize him standing up. Hiya, Willie.
Get your hands off of me. I said, get your hands off of me.
I'm not touching you.
Oh, those are my hands, huh? I stand here with my arms folded, and I thought they looked kind of familiar now.
Well, you better lay off that stuff, Willie.
Yeah, oh, it's getting a little embarrassing, you know. Gotta lay off of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's getting so now, they put a glass of beer in front of you, and you look at it, and all of a sudden you realize that he's got a better head on it than you got. I'll bet you a dollar that that would have got a bigger laugh than what was written.
Say, I've been looking for you. What about that $20 you owe me?
Oh, don't worry about it. There's other things to worry about. Hollywood Park is gone. Don't you worry about it. There's no use for both of us to worry. Maybe I could do a little work for you if it worked out. I mean, I could be your valet or something, huh? A good valet.
Yeah. Now, what do I need with a valet? I said, what do I need with a valet?
I heard you and was going to answer you. You should have one. You're getting a little big for your mother to dress you.
Say, that reminds me. What are you giving your mother for Mother's Day?
My shirt's to wash. What are you giving your mother?
Well, nothing. You see, when I was 5 years old, I was left an orphan.
You were left an orphan?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, a boy or a girl?
You know, it sure is nice that we set aside one day to pay tribute to mothers.
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's the day when you borrow a buck from Mom to buy her a box of your favorite candy. What a racket they got now, boy. They're going to give Mother a day, see? What day do they pick? Sunday. The day she was going to rest up anyhow.
Yeah, you know, and Mother kind of wished that sweet stuff would last all year.
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's when you walk in and you say, how did I ever pick such a wonderful mother? And the old man says, what are you talking about? I picked her out. You just came along with the deal.
You know, Willie, I was just thinking, you know, mother love is a funny thing.
You're right there, boy. There ain't another kind of love like that in the whole world. You can trust Mom with secrets that you wouldn't dare tell anyone else.
Well, you're sure right there.
Yeah, I'm right. Did you know that my mother and me are the only two people in the world who know the size of my underwear?
You know, really, every day should be Mother's Day.
What's that? Was your mind reiterating that again?
I said every day should be Mother's Day.
Every day is Mother's Day. I remember once I went to school to a little play they had there, mm-hmm. and there was a little boy that told a story about the whole thing. I can hear the little kid now. It went something like this. He was just... It's 6:30 in the morning, and the widow family is asleep. Brother A has his bed, sister is in her bed, Papa's right at middle across the double bed, and Mom, she's hanging on the side of the bed. She don't want to disturb Pop, see? Who's got the softest pillow? Sister. Who got the best mattress? Brother. Who got all the covers? Pop. Who's freezing to death? You guessed it, Mom. But she don't mind. Her heart's warm. It's so warm that she wishes she could take it out and put it on her toes because they're like icicles. And suddenly the alarm clock goes off. See? Now, does Pop get up and set it off? You bet your sweet life he don't. That 200 pounds of solid flab just lays there. And does Brother say, I'll get it, Mom. You stay in bed and I will fix you breakfast. But in a pig eye, he do. Does Sister say something? No. So poor old Mom gets up and she sets off the alarm clock. And as cheerful as spring itself, she says,
well, how's my happy little brood this morning?
The brood ain't in the mood. Now her day starts. First thing she has to do is to get the little brood up, see? Now, do they get right up? Don't make me laugh. Mom has to trick them into it, and first it's with Pop.
Dad, you're going to be late to work. The clock is 15 minutes slow. I set it back last night.
Yeah, I know, so I set it up again. Call me in 15 minutes.
Now, next is Sister. Let's see what Mom has to do to get her.
Sister, you want it on the phone?
Oh, it's that old Warren Baker, I'll bet. Oh, Mom, where's my robe? I can't talk to him without my robe.
Why? Has he got television eyes? Up now, up.
Mom, I haven't got any stockings. Can I borrow the pair I gave you for your birthday?
But dear, I was saving those for a special occasion.
But they won't fit you. They're my size.
Okay, take them. Only hurry and get dressed.
Now comes the brother. Every morning, it's the same thing with him. Mom had to pull the covers off of him, smack him a couple of times across the face, and then throw ice water on him.
All right, lazy bones, get up. Breakfast is ready.
Oh, watch me. I'm so tired.
Oh, now come on, get up.
Oh, Mom, let me sleep. I'm a growing boy.
Okay, you asked for it. This is just in case you get thirsty.
Oh, Mom, no, no, not the ice water. I fooled you. I got my raincoat on.
Oh, dear.
Now comes Mom's real worry, breakfast. Everybody wants something different. Pop drinks coffee, brother drinks milk, sister wants hot chocolate, and what does Mom drink? What's left? Your brother likes bacon and eggs, Pop wants waffles, sister wants French toast, and lucky for them, Mom likes work. And she sits at the table, and she looks lovingly at Pop, and Pop looks lovingly at his newspaper.
Good morning, Father. Wonderful day, isn't it?
It stinks. I spent half the night doping out a horse that could run on a muddy track, and look.
Now, you'd think the whole family would eat together, wouldn't you? And you, don't make me laugh. Does Congress make it easier for the taxpayers? They do not. This is the way it works. Pop sits down, Mom gets up, brother comes in, Mom sits down, and Pop leaves. Sis comes in, Mom gets up, and then brother leaves. Mom sits down, and sister leaves. Mom gets up, Mom sits down, Mom don't get nothing to eat or nothing left. But Mom never complains. She thinks she's got the most wonderful little family in the whole world. It's those parting words that they give her every morning. They keep her going.
Don't forget to sew those buttons on my shirt.
And rip those holes out for me, huh, Mom?
How about a buck for lunch, Mom?
Now, to you and me, this sounds kind of rough, but Mom don't mind. It's those long goodbye kisses that make up for their demands.
Well, I gotta go, Mom. Bye.
Missed her by 5 inches. Now she's all alone. The house is quiet. There's nothing left for Mom but the soothing sounds of the vacuum cleaner and the wash machine. So she turns on the radio for a little diversion, only to find out that John's other wife is out with young Dr. Malone. Goodness, she even has to tune in on trouble. Now for the rest of the day. It's cleaning, it's cooking, it's shopping, it's crimping, it's scraping, it's saving, it's mopping, it's hurry, it's worry, it's Mom. Now it's time for the gluttons to come in and crack up the floor if he gets scrubbed. So Mom figures she'll sit down and rest just for a couple of minutes, and then Pop, he come in like a cyclone with the 5 o'clock shadows. And he tiptoe over her, and he bends over, and he says to her,
I wish I had it easy as you.
Then Sister comes in with her happy little greeting.
Again.
Now, after dinner, it's the dishes. After the dishes, it's the homework with the kids. Then after the kids, Mom says,
how about a movie, Father? There's a Clark Gable movie at the Bijou.
But the stale breadwinner's asleep. But she just smiles and she says, oh, well, Clark Gable hadn't got a snore like that. And after a while, everyone's in bed except, who do you think? But now this is the time for Mom to do the sewing and the mending. Now it's after midnight. She go upstairs. She opens the window. She puts out the cat and she locks the door. And then she picks up their little clothes. And she pulls the covers up over her happy little brood. I call it, they even kick in their sleep. But they're all safe. And they're in one place. And she smiles and a tear comes to her eyes. And she looks forward for a tomorrow that will be just like yesterday. She's sleepy too. But she walks around to each bed and she plants a kiss on each widow face. Not that quick stuff, but a real mother's kiss. And you know, she got more reason to beef than all of them put together. But for some reason, she's happy.
Figured out something special to give your mother this Mother's Day?
Yes, I have, Rod.
What?
A little more consideration the other 364 days of the year.
Thanks for being with us tonight. So until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.